Many years later, Joe was broke again. I'd given him half a zillion. Oh, yes siree. But since Joe was such a loser, he had gambled, drunk, smoked, squandered, and wheedled it all away next to nothing. So I went and talked to him. Walked him to the city. We had lunch. I had clam chowder, and I bought him a bologna sandwich on light rye bread. We talked for a while. We remembered my poor friend Mustache. And after Joe left that day, I never saw him again. Not even in a pretty wooden box. And what of Mustache? Well, we can say that he showed up from time to time whenever I had to make a decision. Not in reality, but in my mind as an advisor. And always, he advised me to do the right thing. And for the rest of my life, I studiously avoided becoming a typical asshole. A lot of people liked me because I wasn't a typical asshole. A lot of people were sad at my funeral. Mustache was there, although I didn't know it at the time. He was old and gray. His batteries run down. As for me, I was glad I was dead because it was a lot of work not being an asshole. It rained on the day of my funeral. Oh well. The end. Every word of this story is true. Hello, I am the butcher of the Sacramento Valley, and whenever I'm fondling the well-preserved body parts of my victims, I always like to tune into KDVS Davis, Devious Radio for the Unbalanced and Devious Mind.
You cut off my head, what I say? Me and my head or me and my body?